Iraq's government has held a conference in the southeast city of Basra Wednesday to discuss efforts at reconstructing the important port of Umm Qasr. Iraqi officials say there are about 80 shipwrecks littering the coastal area and blocking shipping lanes that need to be removed. They say the port also needs to be dredged so larger ships can get closer for loading and unloading. They also want to almost double the tonnage of ships the port currently handles. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh said some improvements were being made, but criminal gangs and corrupt officials were colluding together, slowing their efforts. Saleh says gangs are corrupting everything good in the area. He says all the government agencies need to work together to stop these bandits that steal the country's treasures and prevent the distribution of wealth for all Iraqis. British troops bombed Umm Qasr during the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq and took over security. Reconstruction efforts started almost immediately, but sabotage has slowed the work. Muwafaq al-Rubai is Iraq's national security advisor. He says corruption and bad elements in the port are one of the channels supporting terrorism in Iraq. Residents of Basra say crime and terrorism have flourished since Britain handed control back to Iraqi forces in December. Thousands of people protested in Basra over the weekend, demanding police do more to stop rampant crime and restore order. Britain's Defense Secretary Des Brown made a surprise visit to Iraq Wednesday and pledged support at the conference held at the Basra airport.
The oil infrastructure, this magnificent airport that we're in today, and the port of Umm Qasr are potentially some of Iraq's most valuable assets.
But Brown said they should not underestimate the challenges they are facing. He said it would require a strong commitment from the Iraqi government to achieve the minimum level of security required for international shipping codes. He said without that accreditation, the big international shipping companies would refuse to use the port. Britain still has about 4,000 troops in Iraq, but is considering withdrawing a large portion in the coming months. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Erbil.